Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Rains. And today we're taking a look at two of the last big tech names left to report their Q1 earnings results, and that is NVIDIA and Salesforce, who report quarterly earnings later this week. But before we get into everything, I want to say remember to subscribe and leave a review wherever you're listening to your podcast, and make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look at some of our services, portfolios, and more. All right, so before we jump into NVIDIA and Salesforce, I want to do a quick market overview to give a better sense of what to expect from these two stocks, and then take a look at the broader earnings picture as well. So the S&P 500 slipped slightly last Friday to end another up and down week that saw earnings reports from big retail giants like Target and Walmart. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ dipped at the end of the week after it jumped about 1.8% on Thursday as the bulls pushed it right to its 50-day moving average, and the Dow popped as well to end another crazy week on the market. So then on Monday, we saw all the U.S. stock indexes jump. So the S&P 500 was up about 1% the last time I looked Monday morning, with the Dow up about 0.6% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ up about 1.5%. So starting off the week on a high note after both the S&P 500 and the Dow went back-to-back weeks, starting with three big down days. So despite all of the positivity on Monday, all of the same issues remain in place that we've been talking about for the last several weeks. So that's that 4.2% jump in the CPI figure from April, which was the biggest 12-month climb since the summer of 2008. So this is amid the economic resurgence that's been driven by the vaccine reopening, pent-up demand, easy money policies, and those government checks that have been given to tons of Americans. So Wall Street then sold stocks based on the idea that the Fed would have to raise its interest rate to tamp down rising prices. So that's been the backdrop for the last several weeks. But buyers have stepped in recently pretty much every time things have been seemingly overdone on their in their view. So the S&P 500 is finding support at its 50-day moving average, and the NASDAQ, every time it keeps going a little further, it seems to be brought back up by the bulls, which is highlighting that broader positivity that's going from earnings to all the, as we mentioned, big GDP growth that could be the best in nearly 35 or roughly 35 years. So all of that positivity is still remaining. And we see these recalibrations are pretty positive sign as well. So we've seen a 50% fall in Bitcoin, the NASDAQ's correction from February, the recent pullbacks. These are all healthy recalibrations. And even if the Fed is forced to slowly raise its interest rates, if we do see this continuation of that, these rising prices, even though the Fed continues to talk about that transitory inflation and how things are being impacted, not only from the prices in the year ago period, which was that early coronavirus lockdown period, as well as some supply chain issues as well. So even if we do see rates start to climb from those near zero levels sooner than later, it doesn't mean we're going to see the end of that. There is no alternative investing, as Wall Street is still going to need to be chasing those returns elsewhere with still what will be historically low treasury yields. So with this in mind, we're going to now take a look at NVIDIA and Salesforce. But before we do that, real quickly, I just want to give a sense of where we are for the overall earnings season. So for Q1 results at Zacks, we're now expecting the overall S&P 500 earnings to be up 48% on 10% higher revenue, with now Q2 earnings expect to be up 58% on 17% higher revenue. In that 58, we're expecting 58.4% total S&P 500 earnings growth in the second quarter. This is obviously against an easier to compare period last year, but we should note that from January, the estimate for Q2 was at 41% growth. Now we're all the way up to 58% growth. So just the positivity we've been seeing on these as reports come in, all these companies are continuing to provide really strong guidance. So we see real good positivity for the overall Q2 earnings picture that's continued to improve as we get further and further into 2021. And then overall, we're expecting 2021 annual S&P 500 earnings to be up 33% on about 10% higher sales, with another 12% growth expected on the bottom line in 2022 in 6.4%. top line growth. So real big positivity for both this current quarter in the full year, and as well as heading into 2022 as well. So with that in mind, we're now finally going to take a look at NVIDIA, which trades under the ticker NVDA, ahead of its Q1 FY2022 results that are due out on Wednesday, May 26th, so this Wednesday. We should note, before we jump into more of the stock, the company did say on Friday that it plans to do a 4-for-1 stock split, where it will issue investors 3 additional shares for every 1 they own, marking its first split in 14 years. We should note that last summer, Apple did something similar that helped the stock price soar leading into that 4-for-1 stock split. The basic premise here is that the move could make the price far more attainable for many investors. So that 4-for-1 stock split, which is still pending in its pending approval of, at its annual meeting that it's set for June 3rd at the moment. So as we mentioned, this would help make its price point a little bit more attainable. So the stock jumped another 4% Monday to its trading at about $625 per share. And it popped again on Friday as well. So the stock's now up about 7% in 2 sessions after closing Thursday afternoon, down about 9% below its mid-April records. And the split announcement comes after the stock has skyrocketed about 1,300% in 5 years. So it's gone from under $50 a share 5 years ago to its current price of about $625 per share. So this 4-for-1 stock split could make its just price alone more attainable to the a larger swath of investors, or you could say, I guess, your more average investor, especially with more and more retail investors coming to the market. And clearly, NVIDIA sees a reason to be doing this, which, even though stock splits are far less common than they used to be, Apple maybe was a good test case, as well as Tesla as well doing that. So now we're going to move on to more of the stock itself. So NVIDIA became famous on Wall Street as a chip company for its ability to supply the growing gaming industry with great processors. But with that said, its expansion into and success within the booming world of data centers and cloud computing helped really cement NVIDIA as a titan, not only within the chip space, but within the tech world in general, in making it the largest U.S. chip maker now by market cap. So NVIDIA broke out of a cyclical slump last year, with its FY21 revenue up 53% for its best growth in nearly 20 years. The record revenue was driven by a 124% jump in data center sales that accounted for about 40% of its total revenue. Meanwhile, its gaming unit was up about 41% last year. And overall, NVIDIA posted 73% bottom line growth. So with this in mind, Zach's estimates call for NVIDIA's fiscal 2022, so its current year revenue, to soar another 35% from $16.7 billion all the way up to $22.5 billion. For reference, it pulled in just a total of $11.7 billion in FY19, so before that cyclical downturn, with FY2023 set to climb another 12% higher. So continued top and bottom, or top line growth both this year and next. And then on the bottom line, we're calling for its adjusted earnings to jump 36% this year, and then another 13% in 2023. So NVIDIA's positive bottom line earnings revisions also help it grab a Zacks Rank number 2 buy at the moment, and it has consistently topped our quarterly earnings estimates. With that said, it's worth mentioning that NVIDIA continues to plan, or it plans to buy Arm Limited from SoftBank for about $40 billion, mostly in stock, but it does face a really tough regulatory approval process in many states, and analysts are becoming more and more skeptical that the deal won't get done. Obviously, none of these estimates are based on the Arm deal going through, and that would just be sort of an added bonus if the company is able to make this deal happen, but it's growing less and less likely in the eyes of many analysts as it faces a tough regulatory approval process in many different countries, including the U.S. and China. So along with that strong Zacks Rank, with its number 2 buy rank at the moment, it has a B grade for growth in our style score system, and 16 of the 21 brokerage recommendations Zacks has for the stock are strong buys, with none below a hold. So Wall Street is still really high on the stock overall. The company does currently pay a dividend, but that yield is small considering, as we mentioned, the stock has climbed about 1,300% in the last 5 years. This includes about a 65% jump in the past year to outpace its industry's about 45% climb. This comes despite some ups and downs, and it still has outpaced the S&P 500 in 2021. And obviously, the recent positivity has it trading much closer to its recent highs. So it's trading about 3% below its highs, and also relatively right in line with its two-year median in terms of forward earnings at the moment. So some positivity heading into earnings. With that said, maybe especially since the stock has gotten that boost on this stock split announcement, that maybe if you're looking for a near-term gain for NVIDIA, you might want to hold off since there's so much positivity heading into this release on Wednesday. But if you're a long-term investor, NVIDIA does seem like a solid long-term hold for at least the next year or several years beyond, if you're not worried about that entry point of a possible post-earnings pullback, given that it's been run up now based on this 4-for-1 stock split information in the lead up to its FY 2022 Q1 release on Wednesday. And now we're going to take a look at Salesforce, which trades on the ticker CRM. So the stock has moved roughly sideways in 2021 to lag the larger tech space and the S&P 500's climb, even though it's coming off a record-breaking year for Salesforce, which trades on the ticker, as we mentioned, CRM. So it is a cloud-based business software firm, and it is set to release its Q1 FY 2022 results after the closing bell on Thursday, May 27th. So NVIDIA is due out on Wednesday, and Salesforce is due out on Thursday. So Salesforce helped create the software as a service industry that's continuing to boom, and the pandemic really highlighted the utility of that and the broader importance of that space. So it's cloud-based customer relationship management services offer clients a range of tools and apps to help them run everything from sales and e-commerce to marketing and analytics and everything else in between. So the company posted record sales last year with revenue up 24% to $21.3 billion. It cracked that $20 billion mark for the first time ever. The company also raised its guidance and helped showcase that SaaS, so that software as a service space, is ready to keep growing as businesses of all shapes and sizes adapt to the digital age. And they rely on these various softwares from every company under the sun, including Salesforce, to help them do just about everything. So there's really no turning back from this SaaS world as businesses have come to rely too much on the various offerings, no matter what they're getting, and especially from a giant in the space like Salesforce. So with this in mind, Zach's estimates call for Salesforce current year, so that 2022 revenue, to climb another 21% higher to about nearly $26 billion, with its 2023 sales projected jump another 19% higher, all the way over to $30 billion. So they cracked $20 billion last year for the first time, and they're expected to get all the way up above 30 within the next just 2 years. So meanwhile, its adjusted earnings this year are projected to slip 30% to $3.44 per share, even though it's then set to bounce back in FY 2023. So the company boasts a solid history of quarterly earnings beats, including a 73% average in the trailing four periods. Yet CRM's earnings revisions have remained slightly stagnant recently. So this helps it land a Zacks Rank number 3 hold alongside a D grade for momentum in our Salesforce system. We should note that back in December, the company made a splash when it announced its $28 billion deal, which would be the second largest in software history, to buy Slack. Wall Street and some analysts think, especially at the time, that they overpaid for the work-focused communication firm. But clearly, CRM's executive team, who paid about $15 billion in 2019 for Tableau, which is that data analytics platform, believe that Slack will prove vital in this digital-heavy business world. And the definitive agreement that we'll see the company acquire Slack later this year is set as we maybe move towards this work from anywhere mode that the pandemic helped highlight it. So no matter what, even if people slowly, as many people are, slowly head back to the office, Salesforce is banking on that we're going to be in a new hybrid environment where some people are working from home or remotely at least a couple days a week as more people head back to the office. So this will help them, help the company compete against Microsoft and Zoom and others in that non-email communication space that they clearly think will be a booming business for years and years to come. So despite all the positives in its standing within that growing and vital cloud software industry, Salesforce stock has lagged the broader Zacks tech sector over the last 3 years. That said, the stock is up about 2% on Monday morning to around $226 a share, or about 20% below its September 2020 records. And we should note that it's failed to really gain any real momentum so far this year. It's sitting at around a 55 in terms of the relative strength index, which puts it right near neutral levels. And on the valuation side, Salesforce is trading in line with its industry at about 5.7 times forward 12-month sales. That said, it still trades at sky-high valuations in terms of forward earnings, and it does not yet pay a dividend as it focuses on its own growth. So with that said, investors should, if they're longer-term investors, should certainly consider Salesforce as, once again, with NVIDIA as a long-term buy, because we have 17 of the 23 brokerage recommendations for CRM at strong buys, with the others at hold. So longer-term buyers don't need to be as nervous, even though the stock hasn't been able to break out of its current slump so far this year. That could mean that its upcoming earnings are certainly a catalyst. So if you're looking to play it around earnings, there's a possibility. But with that said, Salesforce might be better to just wait and see how Wall Street reacts to the report and the guidance from the underperforming tech stock. Just even if you're a longer-term investor, it might just be best to see how the results come in on Thursday, especially amid all the volatility. But with either of these stocks, if you are a long-term investor, if you're looking back a couple of years from now, are you going to worry if you got in at a 5% different price than you are possibly if the stock goes up or down after the report in the next few days? It's up to you. But both of these look like longer term buy and hold candidates within the broader tech space that are set to report their results later this week. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.